Well, virtual reality immerses us in artificial experiences of the real world. It has the power to give equal access to natural wonders that some might not have in real life. Parallel Parks is a new virtual reality experience hoping to give access to Australian landmarks like the Great Barrier Reef to people who are disabled. Shane Anderson has more.
We often think of technology as creating a barrier between us and the environment, that we're too busy looking at our screens to appreciate the world around us. But there are ways technology can help us to engage with nature on an emotional level, and it can open up doors to a world that, for some, seem to be permanently closed.
Look, I think it's a great question to ask is how does technology enable us and how do we make sure we do it in a way that's inclusive?
Ryan and the team at New Horizons came up with this virtual reality experience in response to questions like this. The project is called Parallel Parks, and it aims to use technology to not just assist people, but to empower them.
Parallel Parks is an initiative that's aiming to help people with disability and other mobility issues to be able to remove barriers and access places, parts of the world that they may never have otherwise been able to access through the power of virtual reality.
They wanted to know how they could make Australia's national parks more accessible, because why shouldn't the benefits of being outdoors be available to everyone? At first, they had a couple of ideas as to how to do this. One was raising money to build things like ramps within the national parks, but this came with a whole set of problems.
Well, there's obviously really high cost and a lot of complexity in being able to make some really inaccessible and remote places accessible.
When you have a disability or an accessibility issue, holidays look a lot different. Before you've even left the door, you could be racking up an enormous bill.
For me or you to go to the Great Barrier Reef might cost us a couple of thousand dollars with airfares and accommodation. That's a much more costly and involved process, travelling with carers.
So they thought, why not bring the parks to the people?
My name is Catherine Marie Smith. I am a young 50.
This is Kath, a program ambassador for Parallel Parks. Kath has limited mobility. She uses a wheelchair to get around and communicates through text-to-speech software. This is clearly no barrier to her active lifestyle. I had a chat to her about some of the challenges she faces getting out into nature.
I would like to do more in the way of activities. It's a bit hard for me. There is not even accessible rides in the Blue Mountains. I wanted to go on the train ride up and down the hills, but couldn't. It is ridiculous how much it costs for me to do very basic things.
Have you ever used virtual reality before?
I had used VR once, but it was a long time ago.
Which experience is your favourite and why?
I chose the Great Barrier Reef, because I am a water baby. It took me back there. I had been once before.
Why do you think VR experiences of nature are important?
Parallel Parks is important because it brings exposure. If I could have the experience of going up and down those hills in the Blue Mountains in VR, I would. But I would always choose the reality, smiley face.
Virtual reality experiences of nature aren't supposed to be a replacement for that feeling of the sand between your toes or the smell of the salty sea air. For someone like Kath, it's a way of reliving her experiences of the real world and to help her plan for her next trip. For someone like Ryan, it's a way to see a place you've already been from a different perspective and gain a new appreciation. Ryan says that we should see this as a tool.
We don't want people sitting inside day in, day out, experiencing the world through virtual reality. There needs to be the right mix. But I think when you look at the power of the technology to be able to assist people to enjoy an experience that might not otherwise be accessible today or tomorrow or next week, that's really where the power of this technology lies.
Ryan Watson, Head of Community Engagement at New Horizons, ending that report by Shane Anderson.